It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman are your hosts. This is today's Issues. Normally, we have a 90-minute show. During Share-a-thon, every time we have Share-a-thon, today's Issues goes to 2 hours. So we will be with you for the next roughly 55 minutes as we close out day 3. Well, we go till 7 o'clock, I think, tonight, but this is day 3 of Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. American Family Radio exists to tell people about Jesus Christ, to inform Christians about what is going on in our country, and we rely on our listeners to support us financially. If you share our vision, please make a donation. We don't have the Ford Foundation giving us money. George Soros doesn't give us money, and we're glad of that. We wouldn't take it if he offered it. We don't have any big Hollywood stars giving us money. We get no government money, like National Public Radio. You know who we rely on? We rely on you. We rely on our listeners to support us financially. And if you, again, if you share the vision of American Family Radio, please make a donation. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net. Now, Walker, we do have up until 12 o'clock Central Time, we have a challenge. Why don't you explain to our listeners who may be considering giving how this challenge works?
Yeah, a generous donor, a generous group of donors have agreed that for every gift, no matter what the amount, up until 12 p.m. Central, $50 will be added to that gift. So if you give $5, it'll become $55. You give $10, it'll become $60, so on and so forth. So you're able to maximize your gift during the next 50 minutes or so to American Family Radio. And here's how you can call to maximize your gift during the next 50 minutes or so. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Call us here to American Family Radio headquarters, or you can easily and securely visit AFR.net.
And folks, if you're waiting to, let me share with you how this challenge does have an expiration date, so to speak. If you're waiting to give to in the afternoon, this challenge will not exist. It exists only until 12 p.m., 12 noon Central Time. So every pledge that is given, this individual, and I don't know who it was, individual or individuals, have said, we'll throw $50 in for every pledge. So please consider giving and helping American Family Radio here this hour. All right. Normally at this time, we have Steve Jordahl come in, and he's back in. Steve Jordahl with American Family News.
He is.
Good morning / good afternoon.
Good morning / good afternoon. Let's not / the afternoon, though, because
no.
We need the whole afternoon to
right.
raise money for AFA.
That's right. So, Steve, you come in, and this is today's issue. Normally, we discuss the news of the day. What's on the top of your stack there?
I thought it'd be interesting to visit a story we did yesterday, the Starbucks story, because you told us in our story meeting this morning something that I didn't know about this. So, what we played for you yesterday, and I've got actually two clips. We'll start with the one we played yesterday. You might remember if you were listening. A man walks into a Starbucks and says he wants reparations. He wants his free coffee. This is what that sounded like.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, I heard y'all was racist, so I came to get my free coffee.
I saw that.
Yeah, I heard you guys don't like black people, so I wanted to get my Starbucks reparations
Not
voucher.
Our
What's that?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I saw that on my Twitter last night. I was
Yeah, I need a free coffee.
I'll give you a free coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. This is justice. I'll take caramel.
And it turns out that you know something about this guy.
Well, I don't know him personally. I'm not familiar. I just know that in reading up about him, I found out that he's actually a conservative. Now, he's a black conservative, so that's not a rarity. But there's, you know, generally we hear that, you know, all blacks are right. Democrats and vote liberal. But my understanding is this is a black conservative, and he does this sort of thing, kind of poking fun at political correctness. But also the way a lot of, you know, white people react to the word racism.
Right.
That's what he walked in. He said, I heard the Starbucks. I heard that you're racist and you don't like black people. Okay. And then this the white barista behind the counter kind of folded and gave the coffee. He also said, which is funny, he said, this is justice.
Yeah.
Well, we all know a cup of coffee is not the same as justice.
Well, it is black occasionally.
Well, the coffee is black, yes. But justice requires a little bit more than just giving a free cup of coffee. I think that's the point he was trying.
Right.
Now, I am not recommending this guy or anything like that. I don't know much about him. I don't know his doctrine or anything like that. And I'm not even sure he's a Christian. But he apparently is a conservative and does some of these kind of man-on-the-street things. So the barista, the man or the woman behind the counter there.
At this point.
Because I'm not sure where they get the word barista from. But this young lady this is a real deal. This wasn't all acted out. This was a real Starbucks and a real barista behind the counter. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So.
It's not the only incident to happen at Starbucks, and I wanted to visit something. It actually happened, I think, back in January, but the Starbucks is now in trouble because a black man walked in and wanted to use the restroom, and they told him, no, not unless you buy something. Well, out walks a white guy from the restroom, and he says, hey, buddy, did you buy anything? No, they just gave me the code. Oops.
Yeah.
So now they're in trouble. Let's listen to how that incident went down.
Before you made a purchase, they let you use the restroom, right?
I just typed in, I asked for the code.
You asked for the code and they just gave it to
you,
right? Before you made a purchase.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Come on. Let's go. So this is Weston. And Weston hadn't made a purchase yet, you guys. So I would like Starbucks right here on Redondo, on Artesia, and Hawthorne. This man right here said he hasn't made a purchase yet. He's in line to make a purchase. And you guys gave him the code, right? Is it that what you did? No, this is not your business. This is not your
business.
This is not your business, though. Okay, you may be a store manager, but you're not in charge. I'm not allowed to be in here anymore. Why? You see, they're so mad. Why are they upset with me, Weston? What did I do? I just tried to use the bathroom like you did, and they gave it to you. Is it my skin color?
Hmm. All right. Well, see, now that's the thing. that's now, again, with a lot of these things, listen, I'm not attacking Starbucks. I don't care for Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. Okay. So, you know, in the morning, Diet Coke is my breakfast of champions.
There you go.
Okay. I don't drink coffee. So I don't have a dog in this fight. All right. So I'm not sticking up for Starbucks. I'm not attacking Starbucks. And oftentimes with these self-posted videos, there may be more to it than what we've just heard. However, this Starbucks, wherever this was, where was this Starbucks?
In Southern California.
Southern California. If they really did that, that's terrible. I mean, if you let the white guy go to the bathroom without buying something, mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter what your skin color is. So I'm not, again, not alleging anything about Starbucks, but they may have to get some things straight about their policy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We oftentimes find these stories where, you know, some of these stories that the media has hyped up don't always add up to what they portray. But I will say this. We never claim that there is not racism in America. And it could be multiple ways with different skin colors. But the thing is we don't need to paint these broad pictures. So, for example, let's just say hypothetically if that situation really did occur that we just heard in the video, and one guy was let go to the bathroom, the other guy wasn't, and it's not fair, that does not mean that the entire Starbucks brand is racist.
Right.
And every employee that works at Starbucks is racist. Thus, they shouldn't have to have this institutional day of racial unbiased training that they're having where they're going to actually flush about $12 million, we read on MarketWatch.com, down the drain by shutting down their stores for a half day. All you need to do is, if an employee did not handle the situation appropriately, maybe discipline them, fire them, issue a public apology, maybe make some kind of amends with the person offended.
Right.
But this is not the left loves to hyper
ventilate.
Yes,
among other
they
things.
Hyperventilate.
Hyperventilate.
And if one thing happens, even though it might be a legitimate injustice, they blame it. They act as if it's this worldwide problem that the world must come down and fix.
And the world has been coming down. I've seen videos of protests in Starbucks. Very angry people.
Yeah.
It's amazing how angry.
A lot of people were angry before this, and they'll be angry afterwards. So you know what? They need Jesus. We all need Jesus. And so anyway, that's good. That's a story that's kind of percolating, if I might.
Yeah.
Percolating there,
there you go.
The culture.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I did there. Folks, it is our Spring Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Now, we talk about these kinds of issues every day on this show, Today's Issues, and on our talk radio network. And so we rely on our listeners to support us financially. If you share our vision, please make a donation during our Spring Share-a-thon. This is the last day of Spring Share-a-thon, just 3 days. Some radio networks, some television networks that when they rely on Share-a-thons, they can go for weeks. We just go 3 days, and this is it, folks. 877-616-2396. Let's make it ring out here in Share-a-thon Central. We have a whole room filled with a lot of them are volunteers from around the country who come here. They take time off and they come for 3 days and they answer the phones. So we've got some of them who aren't doing anything. They're just sitting by. They're just sitting by eating our food is what they're doing. They're drinking our coffee, not from Starbucks.
They got food out there?
They're some, now,
excuse me.
So
make way,
our one of our couple from New York, they're making fun of the fact that I use my hands when I gesture. So she's a nice lady. She's imitating me here. So please get her busy. She's got nothing to do but mock me. 877-616-2396. Now, we do have a challenge going on up until noon Central Time, roughly 42 minutes from now, and a generous donor or donors. I'm not sure how many pitched in for this, but they said for every pledge that is made until noon Central Time, they'll throw another $50 into the pot. So that's a great challenge, folks. Every pledge that is made until noon Central Time, an extra $50 will go in. So, folks, this is a way, as Walker's been saying, to maximize the effect of your pledge. Mm-hmm. American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations. And you're listening to American Family Radio because people last fall in our Share-a-thon helped keep American Family Radio going. Mm-hmm. Walker, let our listeners know again about what they get premium-wise.
Yeah.
For certain
yeah,
amounts.
If you'll give a one-time gift of $150 or more, and it doesn't have to just be $150 of the one-time gift, you could give a $500 one-time gift. But any gift over $150, any one-time gift over that amount, you'll receive 5 In God We Trust decals, bookmarks, and buttons. Very, very neat. You can use the bookmark maybe in your Bible or a book you're going through. Put the decal on the back window of your car. But here's another thing you'll get if you'll pledge a monthly gift. The monthly gifts really help the ministry here when it comes to planning ahead and budgeting ahead in the months and years ahead. If you'll give a $30 a month gift or more, maybe you can give $50 a month, $100 a month. Any gift above $30 a month that you can pledge, you'll receive all of the things I just mentioned in addition to a In God We Trust t-shirt, red with American Family Radio logo on the front, In God We Trust on the back. And if you want to view that t-shirt, you can visit our website, afr.net. Just at the bottom of the page, you can view all the premiums. And you know, the great thing about, you can call in, of course, 877-616-2396. But the great thing about afr.net is it's simple, secure, and it only takes a couple minutes. Go to afr.net, click the amount you want to give, type in your information, and you're done.
All right, let's. I love these listener testimonies. I hope you do too. We're going to play one and hear what one listener had to say about what American Family Radio has meant to them.
Hi, my name is Esther, and I'm from Ohio. I started listening to American Family Radio about 4.5 years ago, shortly after the death of my husband. I had been on my way to the nursing home to visit my mom and was praying about how God would want me to be a good financial steward of what we had. And I turned on the radio and was kind of flipping through channels, and Dan Celia was on, and I was really captivated by what I heard there. I have been a faithful listener ever since that day, and I so enjoy the many programs that you have and the encouraging programming and the news from a biblical perspective. And I am just so thankful for the American Family Radio.
It is our spring share-a-thon. Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Steve Jordahl. This is during the normal time we have today's issues, and we're going to hit another issue or two here before the end of our hour. The number to call is 877-616-2396. The number to call, 877-616-2396. I want to remind you again that up until 12 noon Central Time, we have a challenge where a generous donor or donors has said that for every pledge that is made during the remainder of this hour, they will toss another $50 into the pot. So for every pledge, so that means if you wait an hour, if you wait 2 hours to give, maybe you're planning on giving anyway to American Family Radio, you wait till then, till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, you won't have that additional $50 thrown in. So please give, if you were planning on it anyway, this hour, because that is going to be a way to maximize your gift to American Family Radio. The number to call is 877-616-2396. The number again, 877-616-2396. Steve Jordahl, what else have you got on the news front?
Jeff Bezos of Amazon released his shareholder letter yesterday. And so we're getting a look a little bit into the size of this behemoth. There you go. Yeah. I knew that didn't sound right. But anyway, did you know that in 2017 alone, Amazon shipped over 5 billion items out? That's with a B.
And most of that was to my house from my wife.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's a lot. And they have now exceeded 100 million members.
How much was that again?
5 billion B.
Wow.
More, I think it's, well, they ship worldwide. Yeah. But I think that's more people than are in the United States.
5 billion?
I don't know how many. We've got
330 million or so here.
In the whole United States?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, you know, there's been some people, this is going to sound like I'm joking around, but there are a lot of people saying that Amazon has kept FedEx and UPS and the United States Postal Service in business.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Because all that stuff's going, you know, through those channels once it leaves Amazon to get to your front door. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of ingenious whenever you get, and I'll order books is usually the only thing I get off Amazon, and it comes to that box with a little smile on it. Mm-hmm. And you see that, you know, you see a package at your door after work, and you go, I got my book.
Yeah. You know? Amazon is massive. I was in Dallas just last week, and driving down the interstate, see big Amazon warehouses on the side, and they got all their 18-wheelers out there. But one thing that I guess we're, the country and these local municipalities are going to have to deal with is, you know, as shipping directly to the front door becomes more and more popular, which it's, you could say, how could it become more popular? But I think it will over the years. Is these trucks put a lot of wear and tear on the local roads, and I know this is not even part of the news story, but I'm just thinking about, you know, how we're going to, President Trump talks about infrastructure and improving
it.
And I do think there's a place for that, because the more people order online, like, and the more Amazon grows, the more wear and tear on these roads.
What I read that you are going to be seeing in the future, and I don't know how far in the future, but Amazon is thinking of having floating warehouses, big, huge blimps that they float over larger cities, I suppose, and drones can automatically go up and fill an order and fly it down to your house, so you can get orders in hours or minutes, not days.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be that'll be a weird time if I live to see that, and apparently I will unless I die in the next few years. But if I live to a normal age, I apparently will live to see that, because that's like out of the Jetsons for people my age that remember that cartoon. That's going to be a weird thing. But you know what? Amazon's going to have to deal with hacking, because somebody's going to say, hey, there's a drone. I'm going to hack that thing, bring it to my...
I guess
Amazon would know that. There would be a way to track those things and see where it went. But this is a whole weird thing we're entering into as technology changes.
Yeah, they're already doing same-day delivery in some of these big cities, because they have the warehouses in the big city and they have a bunch of drivers. So they'll bring you a package within a couple hours of ordering it. And I just ordered my dog a new dog pen for a house I'm about to move into, and outside. I mean, this thing's like a couple hundred, or maybe not a couple hundred. It's 100 pounds or more. It's a big metal dog pen, 4 foot by 8 foot. I just ordered it on Amazon yesterday, and it's going to be here tomorrow. And it shipped within like 15 minutes of me ordering it. So they have a very efficient system going.
Well, you know, during some of the wars, remember mail order brides?
Yeah.
So I wonder if you can get a mail order bride from Amazon. Not that I'm asking.
Like
I'm happily married.
Day?
Same day bride from Amazon.
I want to get married.
Might be an Amazon woman, and maybe you couldn't handle her.
Very nice. I like it. Well, folks, let me just tell you something. You know who doesn't give us money? Amazon.
That's right.
Okay, they don't give to American Family Radio. We rely on our listeners to support us financially. And if you share our vision, if you have appreciated what American Family Radio has done for you and your family, if you believe that American Family Radio is doing a good thing and making a positive impact on our culture, then please partner with us. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. It is our spring share-a-thon. In God We Trust is the theme. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." We acknowledge the Lord Jesus. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We boldly proclaim the truth of God's Word. AFR exists to tell people about Jesus Christ and inform Christians about what is going on in our country. And not only that, Walker, we not only inform them, we equip them, and what else do we do?
Activate.
We activate them. Because that's important, right?
That's right. We inform, that's the first thing we do. We equip, and then we activate. And we do that in various different ways. Many of you probably hear of our action alerts, the AFA action alerts. What that is it's an email we send out a couple times a week, and we inform you of an issue, and then we activate you to go and make a difference. We allow you to call your congressman, senator, email them. We oftentimes have you call or email a company asking them to make a certain policy change that honors God and protects our families. So various ways to stay informed and activate. And, you know, one thing I think about is that, you know, families are busy. Families have jobs. They take their kids to school, some homeschool. And there's just so much going on in the world nowadays. Everything's so fast-paced. But we provide simple resources where you can take action and make a difference in a matter of minutes. And I often hear that from families across America.
877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations, and I like to do this. I like to mention some of the individuals and the city and states from some of our most recent pledges. Donna from Frankfort, Indiana. Daryl from Memphis, Missouri. Rhonda from Red Bay, Alabama. Renee from Carthage, Texas. Karen from McPherson, Kansas. Jennifer from Green Cove Springs, Florida. Rock from Moody, Texas. How about that? Rock from Moody, Texas. I like that. Douglas from Grant, Michigan. So we have a lot of supporters from around the country. We want to invite you and ask you to help. This is our spring share-a-thon. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back with Spring Share-a-thon.
Wesley Wildman, director of AFA Outreach.
All Christians got a set of spiritual gifts, and I believe with the spiritual gifts that I have, together with my skills, I think I'm best fit as a director of outreach and building relationships with our supporters. Any type of financial gift that they give to a ministry, I mean, that's money out of their pocket. They're giving away voluntarily, and the very least we can do is let them know that we appreciate that, and then be very good stewards with it.
AFR has been an incredible encouragement to me over the years. I love my God, I love my country, and the steady infusion of truth and news of what's going on in this country feeds my prayer life. AFR gives me the information and the news with shows like Today's Issues, Sandy Rios, Brian Fisher, Washington Watch. They bring the right perspective of the events that's going on in my world. I love the One News app now. I can't tell you how many times a day that I open that up and read the different news reports. AFR makes me stronger and more informed as a Christian to fight the good fight. I get involved with the action alert, signing the petitions, boycotts, and even contacting my state and local officials on important issues. I've always been taught all it takes for evil to triumph is good men do nothing. AFR and AFA is doing something. Thank you for fighting the fight and lighting the fire under me.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, the host of Truth for Life, heard each weekday morning at 11:30 Central here on AFR. We're really pleased to be one of the Bible teaching programs carried on AFR, and we want you to know that our mission is to teach the Bible with clarity and relevance so that unbelievers will be converted, believers will be established, and local churches strengthened. Let me remind you that your donation to AFR helps to make our broadcast possible. May I encourage you to give generously.
It's how we live. In God we trust. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
And we are back. Spring Share-a-thon, In God We Trust is the theme. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Want to remind you that for the next 27 and a half minutes, we have a challenge going on. And some generous donors have said that for every pledge, now it was a two-hour challenge, so we're down to under a half hour left. For every pledge from now until 12 o'clock noon Central Time, they'll add $50 to your pledge. Whatever it is, $50 will be added. You can maximize your pledge by calling in and giving here to the American Family Radio Spring Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Steve Jordahl. And, you know, Walker, we only have rock stars on today's issues.
That's right.
That's all we'll allow on this show, and we've got a rock star waiting to join us.
We do. We have a rock star waiting behind backstage, ready to come on and show out. Alex McFarland, co-host of Exploring the Word each weekday afternoon on American Family Radio. Alex, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Who's the rock star going to be?
Alex McFarland.
Alex McFarland. You are the rock star, my friend.
Oh, so. No. I'm just a saved sinner who's excited about Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I've actually heard Alex McFarland play guitar.
He plays guitar?
He plays very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Alex, is this true?
Well, it is true, yes. I do play the guitar. I love the guitar. In fact, name a Beach Boys tune, and I'll tell you what key it's in.
How would I know the answer is correct?
You could Google it, I suppose. Name a Beatles.
California tune. Girls. What is that?
That's in the key of B.
The key of B. See, I didn't even know there's a
key. That's a hard key to play in, by
Alex,
the way.
I didn't know you were into music.
Yeah, and interestingly, Brian Wilson wrote a lot of songs in B, but we're not here to talk about music theory or
no,
anything.
No, that's
like
right.
That.
That's right.
But we're here to talk about saving America, which is what God is using AFR and AFA to do. And that's why I'm so excited about this great ministry.
Save America. I mean, for people living here and people around the world, now not everybody likes America, but we've heard from people, Christians, who will sometimes email this ministry and say, please keep fighting for religious liberty. I mean, this is I'm not kidding. They look at America and say, if America goes and America falls, and if America ceases to be free, and if America ceases to be a wellspring of gospel preaching, then these Christians in other countries, they have told us that'd be a dark day for us as well. I mean, I don't think this is just national pride, Alex. I think historically speaking, and in terms of what is happening in the world, America, for whatever purposes God has for it, this really is a critical battle that's going on, isn't it?
Well, it really is. In fact, you know, as you were saying that, Ed, I was thinking about Ronald Reagan. One of the things that prompted Ronald Reagan to get into politics many years ago, he met a refugee from Cuba who had defected to America. And this particular person told Ronald Reagan, who was then, you know, he was president of the Screen Actors Guild, and he had some, you know, involvement in leadership. But this person from Cuba said, you don't know how good you have it. We in Cuba at least have a place to go for sanctuary, America. But if something happens to America, there's no other place for the huddled masses of the world to go. You've got to preserve what you've got. And it was really that exchange that prompted Reagan to get into politics, ultimately becoming, you know, I think one of the great presidents of our lifetime. But it's true, folks. Let me just say a word here. Sometimes people say to me, when I talk about our country and we need a revival and we've got to pray for our leaders and preserve our Constitution, people will say, well, my home is in heaven. You know, I'm a Christian and my home is in heaven and I'm not terribly interested in, you know, this world. Look, I get that. Our home is in heaven. Our loyalty is to Christ and His kingdom, obviously. But, and you know, the end of time might come pretty soon. I mean, the rapture could be, you know, very soon. Who knows? However, just in case our kids and grandkids are going to be around for another 100 years, I think that we have to, as the Bible says, occupy till He comes. And America still, for all of her foibles, America is still the biggest engine for world missions and evangelization there is. Three-fourths of all the money for world missions comes out of America. And I really think we've got to believe God for something wonderful. That's why I invest in AFR. That's why I would encourage people everywhere listening to be a part of a good, strong local church. But in terms of your ministry, learn from AFR, read the journal, listen to the broadcast, and yes, financially support, because it is being used by God. I meet people all over this country that have either come to the Lord or come back to the Lord in some way through AFR. So be a part of what God is doing in this exciting ministry.
Well, folks, our country is in peril, and American Family Radio is serving to wake more and more Christians up from their slumber. And what I mean by that is that a lot of Christians, like we all do, are raising their families, and they're living their lives, they're making their mortgage or their rent payment, and they're, you know, planning for the future and doing the things that everyone does. And a lot of times they don't know what is happening. Well, American Family Radio and American Family Association, we take care of that for you. We have journalists like Steve Jordahl. We have magazines like American Family Association Journal. You have American Family Radio, which does the digging and finds out what's going on and puts that in a Christian context. So we invite you to help support this ministry of American Family Radio. We rely on our listeners to support us financially. If you share our vision and our work, please make a donation. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at afr.net. We do want to remind you that for the next 20 minutes or so, there is a challenge going on. Generous donors have given money and said that every pledge that is made now up to noon Central Time will have an extra $50 added on to that pledge. So please consider being generous as you can be. 877-616-2396. Now we're going to get Alex's reaction to this. We're going to play something from our founder, Donald Wildman, Reverend Donald Wildman, Brother Don, as he is affectionately still called to this day, and we're going to get Alex's take on what Brother Don has to say.
Turn the television off, week was a unique action, never been tried before. And I knew it would grab the attention of the media. It's all the background for good media story, good media play. You know, here's this small town preacher, thinks he's going to do something pertaining, affecting television, you know. And so I played the game in order to get the publicity, in order to get the word out. I played Dom a lot of time, which came natural for me. But if your opposition thinks that that you're Dom or Dom-er, then that puts you at an advantage. So I played the role for a while. The media gave me a good bit of publicity for a while, until it became evident that, hey, he just may be able to pull this thing off or do something. And when that became evident, then the media backed off, and instead of playing the game of David and Goliath, then they began the attack game, so which has been going on ever since.
Well, Alex, that's our founder, and American Family Association began, American Family Radio began in 1991. American Family Association began in 1977 with this Turn Off the Television Week that a little country, a Methodist country preacher began, and Brother Don was explaining how the media hyped that up and had him on. He was on all kinds of talk shows because they wanted to make fun of him. And he talks about the attacks that resulted after people began in the media to realize that there were a lot of people out there who didn't like the direction our culture was going. So talk about that a little bit and kind of bring us up to date and our listeners as to what this country's been going through in the 40 years since Brother Don started this ministry.
Wow. Well, praise God. What an honor to hear that clip. And you know, if you've ever wondered, you know, what can one person do? I mean, look at the life of Dr. Don Wildman. You know, he's just amazing. And for more than two decades, I have, you know, followed after his career and watched him. And God has used him in such a mighty way. 40 years ago, it was a radical idea to take a fast away from television. Do you know, guys, Nielsen, that measures, you know, ratings and watching, the Nielsen agency says that people over 50 watch nearly 50 hours of TV a week. And that's increasing. And so, you know, I want to talk about the life and legacy of Dr. Wildman for a moment. And again, folks, we would encourage you to prayerfully consider supporting and pick up that telephone. Dial this number. Listen carefully, folks. 877-616-2396. This is something that we would urge everyone listening to do for the next few moments. People will add $50 to your gift. And so that's a great stewardship of your support money right now, 877-616-2396. But listen, if you're a Christian, why would you want to watch and support things that, you know, waste time, reduce your productivity, expand your waistline because people eat and snack and vegging out in front of the television? Besides being a waste of time, you know, we tend to put on weight doing that. But the other thing, I would say this, as a Christian, my wife and I essentially watch no TV. You know, we might watch a movie or something sometime and catch a little bit of news here and there. But all of the junk that passes for entertainment and sitcoms and all that, we walked away from that years ago. And I'll tell you why. Why do I want to watch and support something that mocks my Lord and Savior, undermines the Word of God and the Bible? Plus, it's, you know, I don't want all that stuff in my brain. What little bit of bandwidth or intellect I have, I want to fill it with truth and God's Word. But Don Wildman, he's a pioneer. I mean, I cannot overstate what a hero this guy is. And the fast and walking away from television, that's just one of the many things that God has done in his life. But don't you know, hey, don't you know behind closed doors in the boardrooms of Hollywood, they just were probably having an aneurysm about this ministry that's emerging, urging people to turn off the TV?
Oh, absolutely. And I love his perspective, how he, we're talking about Brother Don Wildman, who started this ministry over 40 years ago, how he just, he played them. He played them by pretending to be the dumb hick preacher. I've known Don Wildman for a long time. I've worked here for 22 years. That man is not dumb.
He's wise.
He is very, very wise and a visionary. Folks, this is our spring share-a-thon. This is the last day of it. This is day three. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. That's it. That's what we do for share-a-thon. When we ask you that if you listen, you appreciate, you cheer us on as we take the barbs and the hammer blows from the secular forces in this country, then we ask you to support us financially during Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, Steve Jordahl. We are privileged to have Alex McFarland on with us. We're going to have a listener testimony, and then when we come back, we want to get Alex's take on a study that shows the bigger the government gets, the less religious the people are who live in those societies. We're going to get Alex's take on that, but first, a listener testimony.
This is Lynette from Kansas. Thank you, AFR, for being such a light in the dark place that we live. But I also think that many, many people are getting blessed because you are sounding the alarm, sharing the gospel, and encouraging us every day. I thank you so much for what you do.
Well, that's great. I love our listener testimonies. I mentioned this before during Share-a-thon, that when you're here at American Family Radio and you're on this side of the microphone, it's hard for us to gauge our impact on the people who are listening. And that's why I love these listener testimonies. In the lead up to Share-a-thon in the spring and in the fall, we invite people to call in. So maybe some of you will, before our fall Share-a-thon, call in and testify about how American Family Radio has helped you. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. This is our spring Share-a-thon for American Family Radio. The theme is In God We Trust. 877-616-2396. We are encouraging you that for the next, well, less than 15 minutes, about 12 minutes and some seconds, you have the opportunity to have $50 added to your pledge. Someone has generously said that for every pledge that is given up until 12 noon Central Time, they will toss another $50 into the kitty. This is a way, as Walker mentioned, for you to maximize your gift. Well, Steve Jordahl is here from American Family News. I wanted to get Alex's take on this study that's done. Why don't you let our listeners know?
Alex, this was published in a periodical called Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, and the name of the study was Religion as an Exchange System, the Interchangeability of God and Government in a Provider Role. And what they found was that if people can get what they need from government, like healthcare, education, welfare, and the like, they're less likely to turn to a divine power, and that the better the government services are, in fact, linked to lower levels of strong religious beliefs. We kind of have, Alex, the idea of God in this. It portrays him kind of like an ATM machine, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the government becomes like a babysitter when we don't have the, well, not only the moral foundation on which society sits, and the family and the church. When the family and the church fall apart or are minimized, you've got statism, or government becomes the nanny, the babysitter, the provider. And, you know, the Lord initiated the home and the church to build a stable, civilized society. And thereby we can live for Christ, share the gospel, fulfill the Great Commission. And once Christ does return and we enter into eternity, the most people possible are going to be there and to be with Christ forever. Here's the point. It's no accident that in America, the greatest mission-sending agency of the last two centuries, it's no accident that the home and the church have been relentlessly attacked. Satan wants the family to fall apart. Satan has worked through godless legislators to try to get morality erased from the public consciousness, marriage redefined. The church is needing a wake-up call and a revival. But there are two forces. Let me say this for the United States, and I love this country. I mean, I'm a Christian first and a patriot second. But here's the thing. Two entities are arm wrestling for the future of the country. The iron fist of socialism and the iron sword of Sharia. And, you know, I'm familiar with the bulletins put out by the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, and they're right. As a nation becomes more socialist, and you can call it progressive or socialist or left or pluralistic, whatever you want, but as the government becomes the God, the family, the foundation of a culture, people become more and more dependent, people become less and less religious and godly. And let me say this, and I'll throw it back to you guys. There's an author, Rodney Stark at Baylor. He's a Pulitzer-nominated sociologist and historian. And he talks about the fact that America became great because of Christianity. And with Christianity, there's this sense of personal responsibility, accountability. And he writes that this country was great and grew and prospered because of, quote, the iron Protestant work ethic. Well, as government becomes the nanny, that work ethic is gone. What's the incentive to, you know, be industrious and to exhibit self-control and deferred gratification? If I know that there's always going to be a check in my box, what's the incentive to work and explore and struggle and sacrifice? And so we need a revival of the heart and soul of America, and that is what the AFA and the American Family Radio Network is preaching. Folks, I want to give this number. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Please financially support this ministry. And let me just say this. I'm on the road a lot in 175 cities a year at least. And the majority of the audiences that I have the privilege of speaking in front of are young people. I love to do, you know, events with teens and college kids. And the number one message is obviously get saved, turn to Christ, and be born again. But guys, I talk about, this is going to sound like bad grammar, how to America. Because I tell these kids, look, there's discipleship, but there's citizenship. And, you know, the vast majority of the teens that I speak in front of are going to live their life in the USA. Some people go, you know, abroad. But look, as a Christian, be salt and light. Become a business person and run your business for Jesus. Go into the sciences or journalism or medicine or education. But whatever you do, do it for God and country. And that's a message that I'm on the road preaching. That's a message that resonates with AFR and all the great programming you hear. So I would say this is an investment not only in the Great Commission, it's an investment in the future of our nation and our kids and grandkids.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's we're talking to Dr. Alex McFarland. He's our guest here for the remainder of our time with you. It is our Spring Share-a-thon. This is day three, folks. This is the last day of Share-a-thon. The number to call if you want to help support us financially and to keep American Family Radio going is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations. Walker, some of our most recent pledges, where are our supporters living and supporting us from?
Yeah, Dennis called from Alden, Minnesota. Will called from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Jim called from Aberdeen, Mississippi, just down the road here. Donna called from Reeves, Louisiana. And Juan called from Earth, Texas. Douglas called from Quinlan, Texas. And Susan called from Tomball, Texas. A lot of folks from Texas there, but hey, we also have folks from all across the country. And here's what you'll get if you call and donate to American Family Radio. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive 5 In God We Trust decals, bookmarks, and buttons. And if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive everything I just mentioned in addition to a red In God We Trust t-shirt with the AFR logo on the front, In God We Trust on the back. Great premiums there for the one-time gift of $150 or more or a monthly gift of $30 or more.
And the number to call to do that, 877-616-2396. We have Share-a-thon volunteers waiting to take your call, 877-616-2396. Steve Jordahl from American Family News is still here. Steve, what you got?
I wanted to end things with story-wise anyway for this hour with something from the You're Fired file.
I have no idea what that song was.
Lost my job.
Oh, okay.
Guess I'll sit and watch TV.
And Alex just said not to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
what
so
you got?
I've got in Houston, in Harris County, Texas, I've got a 911 operator who's been sentenced to 10 days in jail and 18 months of probation for hanging up on callers.
911?
A 911 operator. She said, as she was quoted at one, a gentleman called to say that he spotted two vehicles speeding on a highway, and this is a highway that people had recently been killed on from speeding earlier, so he called 911. Court documents, according to the news station, stated that Williams, Crescenda Williams is her name, she's 44, and that she had taken the call, and before the man could finish explaining his emergency, she reportedly said, "Ain't nobody got time for this, for real."
And hung up?
And hung up.
Listen, if this is why you trust in God, because if you call 911 and they hang up on you, well, there's no help coming. No help coming. So she got fired and then 10 days in jail?
Lost my job.
And so Alex plays the guitar. Steve plays instruments and also sings. Alex,
yeah,
listen.
Steve, we got to add that to our set, man.
We'll do, when we hit the road.
Hey, listen, Alex, we're coming up here to the end of today's issues in the noon hour. Why don't you just give one more appeal to our listeners about giving to American Family Radio?
Well, you know, the theme is trusting in the Lord. And Psalm 25, verse 3 says, "No one who trusts in the Lord will ever be put to shame." Just like Don Wildman was willing to play the role of the innocent country preacher, and certainly the network anchors were, you know, not very favorable to him, but he was wise. And he, all of his service to the Lord has been validated many times over. Friend, you can trust in the Lord. And we ask you to trust that God is leading you to support this ministry. Call 877-616-2396. Let's believe God for great things. Here's a verse, and I'll throw back to you guys. John 11:40, Jesus said, "Did I not tell you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" The revival we need, the awakening to spread the gospel coast to coast, millions coming to Christ. Let's believe God for that. Let's ask for that. Let's pray. Let's invest ourselves. Yes, let's invest. And let's trust in God that He still has the gospel and salvation for this country.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your ministry and what you do. And our listeners love you and Brother Bert on Exploring the Word in the afternoon. But thanks for being on with us.
Godspeed.
All right, folks, we're closing out here today's issues. It is our Spring Share-a-thon, day three, final day, folks. 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you want to help support us financially here in American Family Radio. 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. For Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, Steve Jordahl, this is Ed Vitagliano saying, stay tuned for more Share-a-thon 2018.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family.